When we consider the buildings that we go into every day, or maybe even the homes in which we live, or the apartments in which we live, we consider the construction of those buildings. Well, the first thing that is built isn't the roof. We don't build the roof first and then build the walls and put the rafters in and hang the sheetrock and paint it, all while holding it up by a crane and then waiting to pour the foundation, then waiting even further for that foundation dry so that we can then set that completed house upon that foundation. No, when we build a house, or when a house is built, or any building is built, one of the first things that's done is to lay that solid foundation, to do the groundwork, to pour the concrete, to get that solid foundation ready to build the house or the building upon that foundation. Well, the church is the same way. The church has a foundation as well. And there are two passages in the New Testament that we read of that are actually quotes from the Old Testament considering the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone in the foundation of the church. I want you to consider Matthew chapter 21 and verse 42. It says, Jesus said to them, "Have you never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." Jesus said, look, the people rejected me, but hey, I am that chief cornerstone. The church is built upon me. The church truly has its foundation upon Christ. And that's the same thing we read also in 1 Peter. We see in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6. Here Peter says, "Therefore it is also contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and who believes on him will by no means be put to shame." Again, that chief cornerstone upon which the elect are built is Jesus Christ. He's that foundation. Truly, the church cannot stand without that foundation. Often we look around and see people trying to do various things that aren't built upon Christ. They go outside His Word. They go outside His commandments. They go outside His teaching. And they try to build a church. They try to build a spiritual house upon something that is other than the foundation of Jesus Christ. And it cannot be done. A house that is not built on Christ, a spiritual house that is not built on Christ, cannot stand. He is that cornerstone. He is that chief cornerstone. And that's why we read in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said, "And upon this rock I will build my church." What was that rock? It was a confession that Peter made that Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God. Jesus is that cornerstone. Let us always remember that and build our church and build the church that we read in the New Testament upon Him.